The Department of Veterans Affairs is out with a new procurement to fix its patient scheduling system, the one they've been using since 1986, and the one that staffers use to manipulate data on patient waiting times in Phoenix and other places across the country. They want to buy a commercial off-the-shelf solution to do the job, but VA's estimate on the price tag for that, $700 million. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu explains why in this week's edition of Inside the Reporter's Notebook. So I'll start with that question, Jared. Why? Thank you for coming on.
You bet. Yeah, so it's pretty complicated. Let me start at the beginning, and I certainly don't want to suggest that the VA scandal over patient scheduling is just an IT problem. It was obviously a much more complicated situation than that. But when you read the RFP that VA released this week, you're kind of struck by the idea that terrible IT must have played some significant role in the problems that veterans have been having in getting access to care. For example, here's a fun fact. Under the current system, the VA schedulers, the actual personnel who are doing this, when they're looking for an appointment on the calendar, they don't actually see a calendar on their screens the way you and I would when we look at Microsoft Outlook or some similar product. They see a stream of just plain text across several data screens, sort of what you'd expect from a product that was built 30 years ago, which this one was. And obviously, the Phoenix scandal over the past few months has made this a big priority for VA. So the RFP they released this week says it's time to get moving on this. VA, as they told us last week, wants to build a commercial off-the-shelf system for scheduling, and officials think the commercial health IT market has come a long way in the past few decades, and there's absolutely no reason to try and build something brand new from scratch. The system does need to meet some open data standards, though, and VA's own enterprise architecture, which gets into the cost question that you just talked about. VA's own enterprise architecture is very much based around open standards, so that's probably not going to be a huge deal to actually build the commercial solution. What will be a big lift for whatever company wins this procurement is going to be integrating this COTS product with VA's larger medical system, Vista, which you and I have talked about a lot before.
Yes.
That scheduling system they've already got is pretty poorly integrated with Vista as it is, but even still, there are many, many interfaces between the two systems, about 1,000, according to the RFP that came out this week. So whatever the new vendor brings to VA is going to have to make sure it can talk to all of those different interfaces while VA is trying to modernize Vista into this open architecture that it's not quite achieved yet. And that's probably the biggest reason VA has set the ceiling for this project at $690 million.
It's mind-boggling. You write, 71 of Vista's applications depend on the scheduling system, 31 of the medical appointment scheduling system, that's the old system,
right.
Packages depend on Vista, and that's how you get to that 1,000 separate data interfaces. Here's the other thing that I was really surprised by, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily in a good way. You write, the department says it's on an aggressive schedule. It wants core capabilities of the new scheduling system to be fully deployed across VHA within the next 2 years, non-core capabilities rolled out in increments through the rest of the contract. And you write, that's a 5-year deal plus 2 option years. So
right.
There will be time for those non-core capabilities to be perfected and implemented. But wow, that's a tall tale or a tall task to get the core capabilities ready in the next 2 years, I would think.
It is, and we'll see if they can pull it off. And VA has tried to do this in the past. They have a history of at least a couple failed procurements for a new scheduling system, which they've been trying to replace because this thing is getting so long in the tooth after having been used since 1986. Obviously, the political pressure to do this is much greater than it ever has been before in the wake of the Phoenix scandal and the patient scheduling issues that have been happening all across the country over the past several months that have come to light. It remains to be seen whether VA can pull this off. They think they can make it go faster just by virtue of the fact that they're not trying to build something new on their own. But again, the trick in the near term is going to be integrating a commercial system with a Vista system that is not yet fully does not fully have open standards, open interfaces in the way that VA wants to achieve so far.
Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu going inside the reporter's notebook. And another item that you write about in the notebook this week, Jared, is this issue of financial stability and financial competency, financial capability that DOD's been wrestling with probably since there was a military in the United States. But you're writing about the latest move that they're trying to do to help protect members of the military from some of these operations that are right outside military bases.
Yeah, this is a new regulation that DOD is going to add to its financial management regulation that they've just announced in the past couple hours. It's really targeted at a very narrow category of businesses that you and I have talked about before, and that I think I can say without being too upset about compromising my journalism.
Well, I'll say it. They're crooked and they're ripoff scams.
I was going to say they deserve a special place in hell.
Yeah, well, that's a good one too.
They are bad people. They are objective bad people. So here's what we're talking about. This is about military allotments. It's essentially automatic withdrawals from your regular paycheck, and it's a system DOD has had in place for decades, long before most of us could do automatic withdrawals from our checking accounts. And up until now, you could do those allotments with anybody. If you were a military member, you could pay for just about anything with an allotment. And there are a lot of companies who have figured that out and set up shop right outside military bases, just as you alluded to. One of the most famous cases was this company called Rome Finance. They've moved from state to state over the years. They've used a lot of different names. But basically what they did was they just bought a lot of electronics from Sam's Club or wherever, and then they resold them to military members in malls at these kiosks close to military bases. And the model was basically that the customer was not supposed to pay cash under any circumstances. They had to pay via these military allotments. They had the official DOD forms right there to set it all up. And they promised them, you know, 18 easy payments or whatever. But they didn't disclose the actual interest rates. And so the companies that do this kind of thing can wind up making $3,000 out of those payments for, you know, an iPad that they bought for $500.
Mm-hmm.
So what the new regulation does is it effectively says, okay, we're going to keep this military allotment system in place where you can use it to pay for rent, you can use it to pay for your mortgage, your insurance payments, your payments to family members that you might have set up in the past, you know, and a few other things, but you cannot use it for merchandise. And you have to certify that at the time under penalty of perjury. This seems like a common sense measure that I personally wish DOD had taken much earlier, because there's not a very good excuse to, you know, pay for an iPad out of your military paycheck. I mean, you can get a much better deal than that just by using a credit card that almost anyone can get, even if they have terrible credit.
My fear here, Jared, is that these are bad people. And they intentionally do bad things. They don't see it that way. I've heard them try to explain it, and they don't see them. They think they're providing a service. They'll figure out a way around this, is my fear. And that at some point in the future, a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, the Pentagon will be right back where they are here, trying to figure out what to do next to protect these people, essentially from themselves.
That you put it perfectly, Francis. And there is no way to ultimately protect the military member from their own poor financial decisions. I mean, as we've talked about before, these are 18-year-old kids who are not the most financially sophisticated people in the world. They're allowed to make their own bad choices. I think the regulation that DOD put in place today is basically saying we're not going to, you know, continue a system that enables that. The military allotment system was created, as I said earlier, in an environment where there was no such thing as, you know, automatic drafts from a checking account like you and I have access to today. So this is something that if you really want to make a bad financial decision, you can still do if you're really determined to do it. And there are scammers out there who will encourage you to do it. But this system, as I said, was basically, they had the forms right there, the official DOD forms, and this was the only way that you were allowed to pay for merchandise.
Yep, these guys are really good. They know what they're doing, and they know how to separate people from their money as quickly as possible.
That's right.
One more item in your notebook before I let you go. We just have a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
BlackBerry gets another blow struck against it from the Marine Corps you're writing about this week.
Yeah, so the Marine Corps had already been in the process of setting up a bring-your-own-device strategy, which they're not there yet. They're in the midst of piloting that project because they have been anticipating the fact that they're just not going to be able to pay for everybody to have their own BlackBerry anymore. That seems to have been prophetic. We heard earlier this week that the Marine Corps' budget for operating and maintenance of mobile devices had been cut from 7 figures to 5 figures.
Wow.
So they're going to start taking away those mobile devices, those government-furnished mobile devices from Marine Corps members and civilians over the next several months beginning in 2016. Beginning in 2015. So that adds a lot of impetus to do what they're trying to do, which is we can install a secure container on your personally owned mobile device. The Marine Corps thinks that's a cost of $480 on a government-furnished device per year per member versus $40 per year per member if we can just pay for this container on your personally owned devices. There are a lot of security hurdles. They're not really security hurdles, actually. They're regulatory hurdles where they have to convince various regulatory bodies within DoD and NIST, et cetera, to accept that this is secure enough for government use. But they're pressing forward on that. And pressing harder now that they know that their budget is going to be cut so significantly.
You've got more detail on this, including comments from Rob Anderson, the Chief for Vision and Strategy in the Chief Information Officer's Office at the Marine Corps, inside the Reporter's Notebook. It's always great to have you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.